Smile. 90.4 FM.
Thought we'll give you a bit of inspiration on the show this morning to show you that, you know, when you hang on to your dream, eventually you can reach it no matter what your circumstances are. We're going to have a taxi driver on the show, Dr. Randall Ortel. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Bobby.
Spent years and years driving a minibus taxi to pay your way through medical school. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on the show, Bobby, and thanks for reaching out. I got accepted to medicine at Stellenbosch University. I had some bursaries that paid the tuition fees. But, of course, one needed textbooks and traveling fee and so forth. So, I mean, I needed to augment, I needed to find money. I mean, my parents were just average workers. My mom worked in the clothing factory. So, I needed to make ends meet, and they couldn't provide more money. So I needed to find a way to get some more money. And that's essentially how I did it, because I knew I just needed to complete the program and I'll be a doctor. So I needed to stick around, and that's why I decided to drive a taxi.
What was your route?
Menenberg to Cape Town. So wow. I don't know if you have Afrikaans viewers here or listeners, but it must know Menenberg, like Athlone Mowbray Cup.
Yeah. So that was your route, the classic Athlone Mowbray Cup route.
Can
you still do the Gauchy shout?
Well, you see now, that's the thing, man. I was employed as a driver, not as a Gauchy. But of course, on my side, you know, I would obviously, you know, the patrons that would come across the road on my side, obviously I would whistle and obviously tell them where we're going, you know. So, I can also say, you know, Athlone Mowbray Cup, you know, you know, that type of thing. So it was all about obviously getting people in the taxi, because the more people you have in your taxi, the more money you make. So, that's obviously the principle. So, yeah.
So you've got two medical degrees. You recently completed your master's from UCT, where you also lecture. You're a medic at Groote Schuur Hospital. Your path to success has been incredibly inspirational. I just want to know how you managed to, because we have been speaking about time management on the show this morning and how to get a few more minutes out of your day. How on earth did you study and manage driving taxis at the same time? Where did you find the hours to do both?
Yeah, no, thanks for that question. It was really difficult. I almost wanted to say I agree with you. I listened to your show this morning, and I also say I have my breakfast at night, so I'm always ready. I needed to have a serious timetable, and I needed to go on a roster. So, I mean, I drove a taxi on Friday afternoons to Saturdays, basically. So Friday afternoons, Saturdays, and Sundays. That was during class time. So you can imagine Sunday evenings to Thursday evenings, I was studying every night. So I got home from university at about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I needed to sit that 6 hours because I knew that on the weekend I won't have too much time, you know. So, that was literally my roster. Of course, things will fall off the cart. I mean, friends fell off, family gatherings fell off, you know, all sorts of celebrations and invites that you get fell off. The one thing that I did keep was my church, because I thought that, you know, one needed to live an holistic life. So essentially it was studying hard and then working hard and then having my church. So those were the three components at that point in time that was relevant in my life. And that's just how, you know, the cookie crumbled, as they say. I mean, I had a goal in mind, and all I knew was I just needed to get over the finish line.
Yeah.
So that is how I balanced it. You know, I had to prioritize.
I like the medical advice you give on social media these days, TikToks and so forth. You use very everyday Cape Flats slang to get people to understand their medical conditions. You've got a foundation to assist young people. You're going for your PhD. You're writing a book. There's a lot that you're trying to give back now.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, look, I mean, I work in Cape Town on the Cape Flats. And, I mean, which population do we see? Predominantly the colored people or people from the Cape Flats. Not all of them have access to private health care. So, I mean, when the patient comes to me, I mean, that's how they explain or express themselves. And I know sometimes my colleagues find it difficult to understand, because, I mean, our terminology on the Cape Flats to what is in a medical textbook is completely different, and it's miles apart. So I have actually gotten feedback from my colleagues as well to say, like, Randall, we actually hear those words, but we never knew what they mean. Now that we're watching your TikToks, you know, indirectly we're actually picking up what we've missed. So I think it's a two-edged sword. I mean, it's educating the community, and I'm using, like I say, lay words. And then my colleagues are also benefiting from it, because they now understand the lingo that gets used on the Cape Flats. So, I mean, it can only be a win-win situation for us.
Absolutely. And you've got 39,000 TikTok followers. That's amazing. If you're not following Dr. Randall Ortel on TikTok, you should be, because it's brilliant what you're doing. And I just think you're such a wonderful, positive role model.
Yeah, look, I mean, I need to keep that that energy going, and that's the reason why I got the foundation, so that I can find, you know, somebody or people to replace me. Because I mean, I think that's our mistake we make in life. We don't develop to go forward. Mm. So you know, that's part of the foundation, because essentially I'm looking at getting kids into medical school, and there's already three into medical school. One has already qualified. So once they've completed all the internships and community service and those sort of things, they will come back, hopefully. Okay, so that's obviously the hope that I always have, that people do come back. But yeah, you know, I'm just forward thinking, and you know, trying to get as much people in the foundation that can actually take it forward.
Phenomenal. I, you know, stereotyping taxi drivers now, yes. The way some of them drive, you would think that they are actually studying out of a textbook at that moment, and not paying attention. Do you ever confuse the professions? I don't know if you find yourself in surgery maybe, and then instead of asking for a scalpel, you're going, "Etlo Mobody." Does that ever happen?
Well, I mean, the one part that I do like in theatre is the music that we play. Mm. The problem is we don't have sub-woovers, you know. the patient will wake up, do you understand? So, I mean, the music and the tunes and all those things are there. But what I want to say is, Bobby, is that the skills that I learned on taxi at that point in time about, you know, checking, being safe, you know, you're carrying patrons with you. I mean, as much as these guys drive reckless, you know, I think they, it is in the back of their mind that, I mean, they carry 18 to 20 people here, and if there's an accident, it could potentially be catastrophic. So I mean, for me, checking my taxi all the time, making sure things are good, it's clean, you know, all the parts are working, my sound system is up to date. I mean, I use that in my medical profession, checking my equipment, making sure, you know. And the other thing I learned on the taxi is obviously emotional intelligence, because you get people from all walks of life that use your taxi. There's people that's moody, there's people that's jovial, there's people that smile, there's people that don't talk. So, I mean, scared. You find that in patients as well. So it actually gave me a step ahead as to how to relate to some patients. Because some patients are just a closed book. I mean, you have to ask all the questions as a doctor, whereas some patients, you ask them, how are you doing? And, I mean, you might as well sit back for 20 minutes and just listen to them, because they just don't stop. So, I mean, those are the type of things that I learned on the taxi. And the other thing that I also say is, you know, our society today is just so violence prone. So the room for error is just so minimal. So, I mean, if you just give a wrong answer to a wrong person, I mean, they could end your life. I mean, gangsterism and, you know, those things are also relevant in the taxi industry. And I learned how to manage it and to balance that. And so that's why I respect every single patient, because you just don't know who they're connected to.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 6 tot 9. With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.